and remember them. And so I'd like to encourage us this morning to take our Bibles, and we're going to turn over to Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 3, Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3, and we want to ask you to stand this morning for the reading of the Word, and those of you that joined us at home, we encourage you to get your Bible, Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3, and stand with us this morning as we share the Word. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 this morning. And it shares with us, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul." Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we are so thankful for this day in which we're able to gather together and worship You. But Lord, I pray also that You would allow us and help us to remember those who have gone on before us, those who have made a tremendous impact in our lives. And so, Lord, help us to remember and honor them today as well. But Lord, as we come to Your Word, we pray this morning that Your Word would stir our heart and mind. And this morning that we would be challenged and moved and motivated today because of Your Word. And so, Lord, we ask that You would allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. We just desire, Lord, to be used of You to share Your Word with Your people. And so, Lord, we just simply ask that You would come and allow the Holy Spirit to do a deep work in our hearts and minds today as we come to Your Word. We ask for Your presence among us. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. You be seated this morning. The message of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, speaks to this concept of remembering. And so as we think about those we're remembering today, we cannot forget about chapter 11. Because in chapter 11 of Hebrews, it's commonly called the faith chapter. And it is. If you're even familiar with it at all in chapter 11 of Hebrews, it is the faith chapter. And I would encourage you at some point today, because I'm going to make lots of references to Hebrews chapter 11 today, that you would come back at some point and read through Hebrews chapter 11. But not only is it known as the faith chapter, it's also more than that. Chapter 11 contains the roles of outstanding men and women who, by faith in God, made a difference in the world. That's in reference to that cloud of witnesses that we see in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. In that cloud of witnesses are these outstanding men and women who have made a difference in the world through their faith. And so, in chapter 12, the writer is saying, remember those who changed the world, and then go and do likewise. And so Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, is this concept of remembering. And so as we reflect upon or remember the spiritual soldiers of the past, we will or should be challenged, I believe, this morning to a faith that has three important dimensions. And we'll see those three important dimensions because of the example or the legacy of those who have gone on before us and what they have left behind, the path that they have cleared for us. And we can see those three dimensions of faith. And so I'd like to take a few moments this morning and share with you those three dimensions of faith that we'll discover this morning in response to Hebrews chapter 12 and Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. And the first one is this, is a faith that God intervenes miraculously in the affairs of men. And I want you to know this morning, as we remember those who have come before us, that God has many times miraculously been involved in their lives, and God is still miraculously being involved in the affairs of men and women today. Consider, if you would, from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, Noah. And it shares with us, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And I believe this morning most of us, if not all of us, would be very familiar with the story of Noah and the ark. We know that God flooded the world, saved Noah and his family and the animals from destruction, so entire that he could save the world. And so Noah believed God was going to do something that he had never done before, and that's exactly what God did. And Noah put his faith in what God was sharing with him, and God miraculously intervened in the affairs of men. And Noah had a faith that believed that God did such a thing, and he did. And as a result of that, Noah's faith saved his family, but get this, not only his family, your family. Oh, Pastor, I'm not that old, I know that, but we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Noah's faith. Shake your head, that's right. It wasn't for Noah's faith. A great cloud of witnesses, Noah. Not only do we read about Noah in Hebrews chapter 11, we also read about Abraham. Abraham was a powerful example of a man who had faith in God. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Abraham, man of faith, believed that God intervened in the affairs of man. And because of Abraham's faith, the world has been impacted forever. Once again, because of Noah, we're here. Because of Abraham, you and I are here. That great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone on before us, testify to a faith that believes that God intervenes in the affairs of the world. And so I believe that brings us to a question this morning. Do we believe that God intervenes and is in control of the world? I hope that we do. We should. As we remember the people that have gone on before, that are accounted for in chapter 11 of Hebrews, we should be compelled to say yes, because that list just goes on and on and on. And so without question, we should believe that God intervenes in the affairs of humanity. But not only that, I hope this morning that we follow their example and that we become men and women of faith. and we remember them because they've come before us and have lived a life of faith and illustrated it so powerfully for us. And so I hope this morning that we remember. The second dimension of faith that I want to share with you about this morning is a faith that honors God even in the face of great obstacles. If you read through Hebrews chapter 11, those men and women of faith often faced great obstacles in their life. And the truth is, if we become men and women of faith, and I hope that we are, and I hope that we continue to be, there's times in our life that we're going to face great obstacles. You might even consider COVID-19 as one of those obstacles that we've had to face over the last few months. But a faith that honors God, even in the face of great obstacles. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27, speaks to us of Moses. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king or Pharaoh, for he endured a seeing him who is invisible. And so as we think this morning about Moses and Moses' confrontation with Pharaoh, Moses faced great obstacles as he led the nation of Israel out of Egypt. Multiple obstacles, and overcame every one of them by faith in God and through the power of God working in him because of his faith in God. We could also think of Joshua and his entrance into Cana, despite the negative report of the 10 spies. And the list this morning would go on and on from Hebrews chapter 11 of those who faced great obstacles through faith. And so I wonder today, as we remember them, and we honor them for their faith, when was the last time we demonstrated faith in God, especially in the face of great obstacles? Now that obstacle can be different and will be different for each and every one of us. And I imagine right now in your mind, you're thinking about some of those obstacles you have overcome. And to overcome them, it takes a certain amount of faith in God. And so today, if you're facing a great obstacle in your life, I would encourage you, just like Moses and Joshua and all the men and women of Hebrews chapter 11, to keep the faith. And you'll be able to overcome those obstacles in your life. And that becomes very important. Remember that cloud of witnesses that Hebrews chapter 12 speaks of? It's from that cloud of witnesses we see their great faith. But note this morning, when others see our faith, in God, it compels them then to believe in God. And we begin to set the example. And we begin to become part of that great cloud of witnesses that at some point somebody will look back to and say, remember when? I have a whole list of individuals that I can point to and think about. And I think about them, especially during Memorial Day, I think about them a lot. People like Jim Moseley and Tim Urich. And Opal Grubb, Lloyd Miller, Marvin Walker. Some of them have gone on. Some of them have not. But I remember them because they're part of my cloud of witnesses. They've impacted my life. And I hope that you have a great cloud of witnesses, people who you remember who have impacted your life. And so when others see our faith in God, it compels them to believe in God. Yes, and I know Satan tells us, if you live that way, people will laugh at you. Well, truth is, people are going to laugh at you anyway. Shake your head, you know that's true. God says, on the other hand, live by faith, and I will be lifted up. And that's exactly what Hebrews chapter 11 does. Yes, God honors all those who had faith, but by their faith, God is lifted up. And we remember what God has done. And so live by faith, and God will be lifted up. A faith that honors God, even in the face of great obstacles. Remember, God helped all those in Hebrews chapter 11, and names that aren't even mentioned there in Hebrews chapter 11, throughout Scripture, by faith. And so by faith today, He will help us overcome obstacles in our lives. The third dimension of faith that I want to share with you about this morning is a faith that holds believers steady in the face of overwhelming circumstances. Now, wait a minute, Pastor. You just talked about obstacles. Yeah, I did. But I want you to know these are two very different things. There are obstacles in our life that we have to overcome. And then sometimes there's overwhelming circumstances that sometimes we feel we will not overcome. And sometimes there's overwhelming circumstances that may even take one's life. I can't help but think about so many people that are fighting terminal illnesses. Barring the intervention of God or a miracle by the hand of God, they'll leave this world. Overwhelming circumstances. And so a faith that holds believers steady. I could tell you story after story as I sat by the bedside of a believer who was patiently waiting for eternity. Steady in their faith, with great anticipation of meeting God. God is glorified when someone pays the ultimate price. A faith that holds them steady in those moments. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 this morning, verses 35 through 38, and it shares with us. Women received their dead raised to life again. That ought to excite us. But Father, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. Were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. But Hebrews chapter 11 shares with us that they still had a faith that held them steady in overwhelming circumstances. It was by faith these people were able to face overwhelming opposition. Today, it will be by faith that we as God's people, as the example has set before us, as we remember those who have gone before us, it is that faith that will help us to face overwhelming opposition in our lives. I couldn't help but think about Jesus as I thought about the ones who have faced overwhelming circumstances. And as we celebrate Memorial Day and remember those who've gone on before us, those who have sacrificed so much for us, and remember our loved ones that have gone on, I certainly hope that in this Memorial Day weekend that we also remember Jesus, because Jesus paid the ultimate price for our benefit. I shared with you that Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 through 3 is this concept of remembering. But it's also a powerful statement about the sacrifice of Jesus and what He has done for us. So I want to draw our attention this morning back to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, those that have gone on before us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him, Jesus, I'm going to put Him in there. Consider Him who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. Jesus paid the ultimate price, sacrificed His life, that we might have the opportunity to be right with God. Went to the cross for our benefit, endured the shame, the agony, and the pain, and now is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. Hebrews chapter 12 says, remember them, all of them, and remember that Jesus paid the ultimate price. And when we remember them, it helps us to run the race with endurance. It helps us to keep the faith. In fact, the Hebrew writer says, if you don't remember, you likely will become weary and discouraged. In your soul. In those times of great obstacle and overwhelming circumstance, have you ever found yourself saying, why me? Why does this always happen to me? Shake your head, you've done that. We've probably all been there at some point. I want you to know, it just doesn't happen to you. If you were born in this world, at some point in your life, you're going to face great obstacles. And sometimes, they're going to be overwhelming circumstances. We're not the first ones. We won't be the last ones. But today we're to remember that through faith, they were able to overcome. And through their faith, they set an example. They left a legacy for us. And so as we celebrate this Memorial Day, I encourage you to remember. and then to know it's our turn to live in faith, set the example, and pave the way for those who are coming behind us. And so as we remember those who have gone on before us, may their faith encourage and challenge us to finish our race and share our faith with others, so that at some point we will be part of that great cloud of witnesses for others to remember. As we come to a close today, God is sharing with us to remember and to reflect upon the lives of those who have demonstrated and shared their faith with us. That's what Memorial Day is all about. I hope that isn't the only time of the year that we do that. But that's what this is about. And so I do today hope that we remember and honor them. And know, and I really hope that you know this morning, there is a great cloud of witnesses who have set a wonderful example before us. And may those who come behind us find us faithful. All today, we need to remember. We need to remember. The praise team is going to come. And they're going to lead us in a song of worship this morning and begin to prepare our hearts for prayer. And so I would encourage you today, as we worship the Lord, to think about the so many people who have impacted your life, who have made a difference in your life. And to remember those that are spoken to us here in Hebrews chapter 11. To remember those who have sacrificed so much. May we remember. But may we also remember what Jesus has given, that we might experience Him in our life. Least we ever forget. So as we continue to prepare our hearts for prayer, let's just worship the Lord and acknowledge who He is in our lives. As they lead us, let's worship the Lord.